So you were telling me earlier about life during the war, how May gave you a job with
Oh
the
yeah, with the
pigs.
pigs. And the three pigs that we had in the sty across the allotments, and that's where she met Ted Gibson, who used to come across from the allotment and see her, and he was the one who knew me. And
From the pub.
from no, from the May, from the second, the people who came in at Christmas to,
Right.
yeah, the little widow lady who came in at Christmas, he was her lodger. And he got to know May because I introduced them. And a year or two later, they married.
Oh, what a story.
Well, I think it's quite a story, but quite amazing.
Isn't that
And
lovely?
both of them had never married before. And he was a farm labourer. And, for a daughter of a strict Baptist pastor to marry a farm labourer was a bit down the market. But they moved out to Higham's Farm in St Ives, which was an Animal Health Trust farm. And after a few years, and I operated from there to my final years at school, and sorry, at Higham's Farm, he eventually got moved by the Animal Health Trust because he'd had experience with horses when he'd been in a military a horse brigade in India. And he got moved out to Newmarket, where they had Ballaton Lodge, which was a great big lodge house, half of which was now laboratories, and the other half was stables. And he was the man put in charge of the stables. And I lived there with them for a while. And of course, I didn't tell you the last bit of the pig story. Well, imagine a good Jewish boy looking after the pigs.
Apparently, if you're Jewish, you can keep pigs as long as you don't eat it.
Is that right?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
apparently. I don't know if it's true, but.
Anyway, I got the sale price of one of them, and I bought a beautiful drop handlebar bike called a Phillips Vox Populi, and I had that for many, many years and treasured it.